Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeit Eyes Realize Trump Lies. That is courtesy of Wesley Vaughn, and I'm Jack, and that is Miles, in fact.
In fact, it is. That is.
That he is, Mr. Miles Gray. Indeed. Jack.
What's O'Brien. New, Jack? What's
new, Jack? Oh, hey, man, you know.
How do I open PDF, Jack?
Calling people Jack just as like a nickname or
is
Mac
my favorite,
or something.
Favorite Bidenism for sure.
Yeah, come on, Jack. Come on,
truly,
Jack.
That's how my grandpa talked. Like, hey, come on, Jack. I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey, man.
But all right. But that was that cool shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. He's a
hey,
cool
old
dude.
Zeit Gang, let us know. Why Jack? What was the deal back then?
Isn't there Mac,
you trying
too?
To say Jackass? There was Mac, Jack. You don't want to be a Herb. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Or what was the other one where you're like a like an asshole? There's like another name for it.
Daryl.
It's just it's just like some name.
Yeah.
Forget it. Whatever. We're on to new insults for a new generation.
Let's talk about hashtag Trump lost our jobs. Didn't lose our jobs. Yeah. Tell you that much.
Nope.
We're still out here telling people the truth.
Outrage podcast industry is going strong, y'all. Yeah. But yeah, there's just another ad that's trending on Twitter of just talking to people in the manufacturing sector who are just sort of saying like, yeah, man, I voted for him because he was like, check out these sick ass jobs that are about to come back when I'm president. And nothing has changed. Unless you were like a farmer who got like a massive payout just to stay in line. The manufacturing things weren't happening. So they're also just talking about how just essentially his entire time as president has just been about, yeah, the jobs have been leaking out of this country and with no policy or anything to try and prevent that from happening.
Hemorrhaging jobs.
But it's like one of those ads that it appeals to like people's logic of like, right. Oh shit, yeah, him bad president, him lose many jobs, but like him might get reelected because many people, I don't know, are responding to logic in general in this election, or at least many people who could be possibly swayed away from Trump. I don't think the logic appeals would happen. It would almost be like you needed a separate campaign where you're like, actually, Biden is more severe and racist than Trump.
Right.
Low key. Come on, y'all. Biden-Harris 2020. Like,
yeah.
It's not going to be like, he's a bad leader. I don't know, man. So we're just waiting for it to all end.
If Trump loses, there's so many ways I can see this going badly with his supporters.
You never know. I mean, it we'll see how there's clearly enough. The outrage energy is all on the left right now.
Yeah.
Which is true. But I think the other thing is that we keep talking about, you can't discount the preservation of white supremacy, de facto racism energy too.
I was going to say, those guys who were planning to kidnap Gresham Whitmer seemed pretty outraged. I think
that's big energy too. That's unfortunately the wrong kind of energy, but that's big. That's, oh God, just fucking let us time travel.
Yes, please.
To the time where we're living on the moon.
Yeah, speaking of water on the moon, baby.
We haven't talked about this at all.
Yeah, we haven't talked about this. This is big news. So the reason we haven't talked about this is it's one of those news stories that makes me feel stupid because I put so much money that there was no water on. Because I didn't realize. So basically this story is, you thought ice was only at the cold poles of the moon and on the dark side. But it turns out there's water in those craters that we can see on the moon.
And them there craters.
And them there craters, there's water in there. And so it'll just be easier to recover water. I didn't know there was water, period.
It's like one of those things where I'm like, cool, moon, place I'll never fucking go, but shout out to you while I watch Earth, where I'm stuck, fall the fuck apart.
Yeah.
But I know it's, you know, I feel like that's cool. I wish, you know, just a bad time for moon updates right now. You know, NASA, right. Love what you're doing, you know, really, really feeling all the work that y'all do. But I just hate for these announcements to be consumed by like the existential dread that is consuming every American right now.
I feel like they don't pay NASA enough for the engineers not to just be like, psych, and like go escape on their own rocket ships of their own making, leave the rich people behind.
Like a mad astronomer
Max Fury Road. But
like an engineer with like his own plan. He's like, nah, man, like, you don't know, every project I kind of just siphon a little bit of materials every time.
Yeah.
And I've just been working on my own rocket. People don't know. I have a lot of, weapons grade armor, metal plating, everything I need to get basically off of this planet.
Yeah. Just on a rocket cycle. Just shoot it straight up.
Or that, or there's that one, that tragic flat earther who like went up in his own rocket and then like died. Because he's not an engineer or a scientist.
Miles,
or...
that's what the fake news media wants you to believe, is that he died.
Yeah, but that's true.
He saw the truth, and that's why he had to seem to die. But that's just because he went up there. He saw that we are all on a Truman Show sound stage, and it's real big. I don't know how. I don't know how they... takes a lot of work to
watch that. Just watch that Red Bull video from fucking like 8 years ago when that guy Felix Baumgartner just like fell out the fucking like hot air balloon.
Yeah.
Do you remember that video?
Yeah. He skydived from space.
I've been chasing that feeling for years. I've always talked about like whenever I was like in college, like on psychedelics, I'd be like, honestly though, to be in space and to feel like infinity all around you as you float.
Yeah,
would truly just be like, I can't even wrap my head around that.
Do you know, like, there's not a lack of gravity in space. Like, there's still, like, that dude, like, any of the astronauts could fall down right to Earth based on, like, from the space station. It's just that they're, like, moving incredibly fast. So they're, like, orbiting around the planet. But, like, that...
they're still within the gravitational pull of the Earth that just be like,
yeah.
Oh shit.
Like I always assumed that like you just like fly
at a certain point
straight and then your drink just floats in front of you.
Right.
But it's actually just, you know, gravity gets progressively weaker, but it's not that much weaker that everything just goes away. People are just basically in free fall when they're up in space. That's why it seems that way. Let's talk about Saved by the Bell.
Myth busted. Oh, man. I think I, like many other people who were fully media conscious in the late 80s and 90s, you remember Bayside High School and the whole gang with Zach and Lisa and Kelly and Screech and Slater and Jesse. Who else am I missing? I think I got everybody. But yeah, there's a reboot. I think we talked about it like earlier in the year, maybe in the before times when this was first teased and we were being like, oh, okay, so there's going to be a new reality where Jesse Spano is now like the principal at Bayside. Zach Morris is the governor of California. AC Slater continues to just be ageless and who knows what's going on. But the trailer came out and it just seems like a, you know, just a reboot with all the cast. I did not see Screech or Lisa Turtle in there. Lark Voorhees and Dustin Diamond, respectively. And
Kelly was pretty sparse, too. Like, Kelly didn't make too many waves. It was very Jesse Slater centric and then some Zach, because Zach is the governor of California.
Yeah, and his son goes to Bayside now, too. And he's a looker, huh? There's like the two of them, like father, like son. Yeah. But I don't know, like, it was weird. I was a big Kelly Kapowski fan, and her energy, like, her character's energy in the little moments I saw, I was like, she seems so different. She doesn't feel like fun Karen Kelly Kapowski. She's starting to look like Karen Kapowski.
Yeah,
like
she was giving off
even
Karen Kapowski vibes.
Jesse is the principal. I was still like, you know what? I like her. But, you know,
I'll reserve my commentary. So it was created by Tracy Wigfield, who was one of the main 30 Rock writers and
was
showrunner and creator of that show Great News, which
I loved.
Is good. It's very underrated. We've talked about it before on the show, but
yeah,
I think
my first impressions wasn't that like the writing was weak. I wasn't like, oh, this is going to be bad. It was more like I was coming to grips with seeing all the characters like as middle-aged people.
Yeah, that's tough. That is a rough one.
It's weird when we get those moments where like we're so directly reminded of our own mortality, like through our own popular culture, where we're like, that's right, Zach Morris is all like old.
Also, there seems to be a class consciousness because like the characters that seem to be the protagonists are like, why is everyone so rich? And then it has like Zach's son like rolling up in a limo or something. I don't know, whatever.
Tesla and whatever these kids are in now.
Whatever.
It's a spaceship.
The Saved by the Bell reboot version of a rich guy car is. Anyways, I'm excited for it. I think it'll be dope. COVID is trending because the president is saying that all the new COVID news and the fact that there is a trend in cases spiking, he's saying that's all an election hoax by the media. And there's also news that COVID, this is out of the UK, COVID has cognitive costs, long-term cognitive deficits caused by COVID. Getting sick with COVID.
We're still learning more every day. Like with even people having interesting like cardiac events after the fact, like months after supposedly being recovered.
Yeah, it really seems it's just a cardiovascular disease as much as anything.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump campaign also dropped a Facebook ad that is, I think, his head photoshopped onto a bird's body with a sun coming up behind him that is also his face.
Like Teletubbies.
Yeah, like
the baby sun.
Right. But, and then it says, President Trump is still your president. So I don't know. It's got very strong North Korean vibes. Like it is so much just from a dictatorship. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. But one thing's for sure, Blake Ben Shelton.
What is going? This is the most confusing pop story, pop culture things ever since we stopped doing Boyd Watch.
Yeah,
I feel like I'd completely fallen out of the loop of the Blake Shelton Gwen Stefani arc.
I know.
They're engaged now. I thought they were engaged already, but then maybe they broke up. And also, like, who gives a fuck?
They warned us, Miles. They said, if you stop doing Blood Watch, you're going to fall out of the Blake Shelton news.
Exactly. And you're going to look like a fucking idiot. just days away from the most important election of our fucking lifetime.
Yeah.
How did I fucking let that fall? See, that's the thing. We're too busy spiking the football about staying on top of the election that we've just let all this other news get through the cracks.
Yeah, exactly. Keep your eyes on the prize, guys. And
who
that
are you
prize
rooting for in that?
Is Blake and Gwen. Who am I rooting for in what? The election?
Blake
I
or
don't
Gwen?
Know.
Blake
but,
or Gwen?
I'm Team Gwen. I'm Team Gwen.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gwen. Shout out to No Doubt, the Southern California band.
One of the first concerts I ever went to was No Doubt opening for Bush, and she was
breathe in, breathe out. Oh yeah. Shit! And then she was with Gavin too. Wow.
Yeah.
You were there, bro.
I was there when it all started, bro. Rupp Arena, Kentucky, named after a racist.
Hell yeah!
Now
you got a machine head.
Now that's what they tell me. I do got a machine head.
Got a machine head.
What
a song.
I can't believe that was the lyrics to that song. Got a machine head? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, breathe in, breathe out.
Breathe in.
That was that song, it summed it up though.
Glycerine. Got a machine head.
It's better than the rest. Green to red, machine head.
Uh-huh.
All right. Great. Thanks, Gavin.
It's true. I've always those lyrics are written on my soul. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's episode. We will be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Stay inside. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.